There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
William Mullally has been in touch. William, thanks very much indeed. Selling only premium bottled water should be illegal. Full stop, says William. Thank you for that one. Shruti is also keeping an eye on the social media handles, which are at DubaiEye1038FM, hashtag DubaiEye1038. Shruti, what are people saying?
Well, we've asked today if people drink tap water in the UAE. 60% say yes, and only 40% say no.
Pretty bad. Pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it shows that more than people than expected at the moment.
Yes, and Deesa's replied to that saying, I do sometimes drink tap water and have considered installing a water filter for the tap in my apartment to feel comfortable doing so full time. Selling only premium bottled water is unacceptable. Water should be complimentary or very cheap.
Thanks also to Gabriella Sotoconde, who's been in touch at DubaiEye1038FM. Unfortunately, it's not about the quality of the water provided by the municipality, but the quality of our building's installations. In our building, water tested of chemicals for a week due to a mistake in the maintenance of the water tank. In the battle against plastic bottles, quality tap water is fundamental. So thanks very much indeed for those ones. Do keep them coming in. We've spoke to Mahesh just a few moments ago. Mahesh was very much of the opinion that the water that comes from Diwa is very safe. He recommended drinking Diwa water with a sediment filter just before the tap. Very safe, very healthy, healthier than drinking from carcinogenic plastic bottles, said Mahesh. He went on to say that he'd been drinking tap water for more than a decade now. And was very, very happy with that one. Thanks also to Mary Ann. She's been back in touch saying, I'd love to use the tap water, but unsure of the water tank and pipes. Developers here must be tapped to initiate and to encourage and educate people about it. It is a scary and even the last thing I would give to my kids. Tap water is a big no for Mary Ann. What about you, Shroot? Are you a tap water aficionado?
Weirdly, I've never had it here. When I was in the UK studying, I used to drink tap water all the time. Never thought anything of it. And it's weird that I've stopped ever since I've moved here. I mean, I should try it. I mean, as long as you have a filter, I think no matter where you are in the world, the tap water should be safe.
It's interesting you say that, though, because I think a lot of it is perception. I remember when I was growing up and when we used to go to London, you know, we lived out in the sticks, and when we used to go to London, I think it was because it's the big smoke, and it was London, and you couldn't trust the tap water and things like that. So you drank bottled water in London, things like that. And then obviously I moved to London and drank tap water like it was going out of fashion, but there were still people that didn't trust the municipal water system. A complete no-no was whenever we went away on holiday. You know, we used to go away on holiday to France, to Spain, to Italy, and absolutely no question of drinking tap water over there. You used mineral water every single time, bottled water every single time, and that sort of stuck with me together. So there is this sort of trust and education element for sure.
Yeah, it's weird because in France, most restaurants will give you free tap water in that massive carafe. So it's perfectly normal to drink tap water there. Now that you say it, I'm thinking about it. I've had tap water. I don't know why I don't do it here.
But that's because they've got Evian coming out of the taps, isn't it? You know? let's go to line five. Let's say good morning to Nick. Hey, Nick.
Hey, morning.
Morning to you. You're over in Safa this morning. Give us your thoughts on... Are you a drinker of tap water here?
I confess I'm not. And that's mainly for the reasons that I think some of your listeners have called in about. Old pipes, so you're not sure how rusty pipes may be, how long they've been around, and how clean sort of storage tanks are.
It's a strange one, though, isn't it? Because if we drink tap water in other parts of the world, how sure are we about the pipes and the tanks there? There just seems to be a trust and reputation thing, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and I've lived in four or five cities around the world, and when I lived in Singapore, I drank the tap water, regularly, and when I lived in Hong Kong, I never did, just because I think the apartment buildings in Hong Kong were a lot older, so you were a lot more skeptical about the state of the pipes, and for much the same reason here. I used to live out in the meadows, and I know one of your callers from Spring said that they had issues with their tanks. I know that the tank at my villa, when I lived there, frequently had lots of grubby things floating around in them.
Interesting that you mentioned there about, you know, Hong Kong and Singapore. And did that sort of come down from word of mouth and advice that you got from others about the quality of the water?
probably a bit of propaganda, I guess.
Nick, lovely to speak to you this morning. Thanks very much indeed. So just one final one. So are you a consumer of bottled water, or would you consider one of these filters?
So here's the thing. I think we would consider filters. We've been accosted in the parking lots of the Spinneys around the corner several times by people trying to flog filtration systems. Yeah. We've actually had a couple of them round to our villa, and they've conducted all sorts of weird and wonderful tests sitting in our living room, saying, "Look at the awful water you're drinking." And I think those tests honestly were fixed. They were putting some chemicals into the water. So I didn't trust those tests. But I think adding a filtration system onto the dispensing taps wherever should be fine. Look, I grew up in India, and India's famous for people giving people Delhi belly and all the rest of it. But over the years, people have attached these filtration systems to their taps and drink the water from the taps. So if we can do it there, why not here?
Good point, well made. Nick, thanks so much indeed for your thoughts this morning. Nick, giving us a buzz. Here's one that's just come in from Susan, saying the municipality has said that all restaurants must offer local water. Recently went to Cheesecake Factory and they gave us free filtered water, but only because I asked for it. Another one from one of our listeners out there saying, I wish there was legislation to force all restaurants to offer locally sourced water on their menus. Quite apart from the expense of imported water, the carbon footprint of imported water is massive and should be unacceptable to anyone environmentally minded. And another one here from one of our listeners mentioning and outing a particular venue on the Palm, which we won't mention for on this occasion, but says that one of the hotels on the Palm is charging 35 dirhams for a small bottle of local water. Thought there was a rule imposed that they are not allowed to overcharge for local water. So how do they get away with it? And why are food and beverage outlets, bars, restaurants and other here in the region charging over the odds for water? Well, very happy to say that the team from Solutions Leisure have come on to represent the entire industry today. We've got Group Operations Director Sasha Daniel joins us live on the line. Sasha, thanks so much indeed for your time this morning.
Hey, good morning, Tom. How are you?
Not too bad, my friend. Good to have you on board with us and being an ambassador for food and beverage here in the region. Now, I'm not pointing the finger at Solutions Leisure, but I'm just asking you to sort of paint a picture if you can. I mean, what are the sort of limitations imposed upon you for your particular outlets when it comes to bottled water and charging for water?
Limitation. Listen, we talking about municipality and local water. I've never seen in 7 years a directive given to us as a company to serve and to have to serve local water. We as a company, we try to stay away from plastic as much as possible. All our water is served in glass bottles, and it is imported water due to partnerships we have with big companies that import those waters.
Do you get the sort of grumbles that people are making with us on the radio at the moment about the price that is charged for water, not specifically with you in your outlets, but around town?
I understand, yeah. Yeah, I understand. I mean, listen, I've been to some venues in Dubai where the water is extremely expensive. Our water, the margins made that we make on waters is not what people think they are. Water is not that cheap to buy, especially glass bottle. It's not a big money-making exercise. We're quite reasonable on the prices we charge for imported water, and it's obviously based on the rent we have to pay, the staff costs, the visa cost. It's quite expensive to run a business, a restaurant or a bar in Dubai. It's not a free exercise.
No, exactly that. And you guys do it very well indeed, as has been proven by the number of awards that you've picked up over the last couple of years. The decision to go glass for Solutions Leisure, was that an environmental decision for you guys?
Definitely, yeah. It's always, I think it's a standard also across our venues. It is environmental, definitely, so it's a big factor. I'm looking to going strawless, so I'm trying not to have any more straws in the bars and to find an alternative to plastic straws. So it's something we're working on, definitely. So that's a big factor.
In light of that, I mean, we had a caller on a little earlier on who's starting an initiative campaign to try and encourage more and more restaurants to help with refills. What's your sort of feeling and policy of people bringing their own bottles in and then asking for a refill?
Well, we've had, you know, we have to be strict on the door because of our venues are licensed. And people that do try to bring their own water in a bag, normally the water bottle does not contain water. So it's something we're quite strict on.
Yep.
People, we always find ways. Then after, you know, it's always the case is, I think going out, dining, it's an experience. Having water, having food is an experience. Restaurateurs have to pay the rent, have to pay the staff, as I said. You know, and where does it stop? If you bring your own water, what else can you bring to a venue? Do you bring your own steak? You know, it's all about the experience of going out from
a
package.
I'm glad you made that point, Sash, as well, because a lot of people grumble about having water confiscated at gates, at security checks by security guards, etc. But that isn't just to bolster your profits. That's with good reason, isn't it?
It's for very good reasons, yes, yes. People can be very clever with what they try to bring into, especially bars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's just to protect. And again, that's a policy that obviously you have in place, but that is one that is encouraged by a municipality as well, as you are license holders.
100%. Yeah, definitely. Yes, you have to. Yeah, there's lawful obligations followed, 100%.
And do you think, I mean, one thing that I take your point there about, you know, you are offering experience. You've got a number of venues where people go out for a great night out with friends. You've got venues where people go out for a world-class meal as well. As you say, it's part of experience. Is that experience very different from going to a cafe in Alcouz, a trendy cafe in Alcouz, where they have water on tap that you can help yourself to?
I would say it is a bit different, yes. Yes. Our venues are more like, you know, it's more 2-3 hour experience, dining experience from A to Z. It's not really a high street concept or cafe where you just pop in for half an hour, have a little glass of water and a coffee. But it's very different. It's, if you understand what I mean, it's
Completely.
Very different experience altogether. Yeah.
And just, and I'm glad that you sort of brought up the economics there, and we all know that the restaurant business and bar business is a tough one. It's very competitive. It is costly for you guys to run these organizations. We've got lots of people texting in this morning, Sash, talking about, you know, why can't we be more like the Americans? Why can't we be more like the French? And, you know, when you go into a venue, the first thing they do is give you a glass of water. Is that a sort of cultural thing? Is that a cost thing?
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, listen, I'm French, so if in France you're being refused a glass of water, I'm pretty sure we'll start a new revolution all over again. So, we're a bit like that, so it's a bit tricky in France. Listen, for me, it's, as people mentioned earlier in the show, it's the way the waiter, the water comes from, it's desalinized, so that's fine. You know, there's less limestone, there's less minerals, a bit better for you, I guess, at some point. But it's the way it comes into the pipes, into the building, it's how it's stored. We do have filtering systems, especially on our ice machines, because we offer the ice that goes into the beverages come obviously from the main line, so our ice machines are heavily filtered. But I wouldn't trust to just pour tap water and just to give it up to our guests. Not right now. I don't think the systems are in place. It's in place at the source, but not at the end.
Sash, always great to chat with you. Thanks very much indeed for your time, my friend. We'll see you soon.
Have a great day.
And you, my friend. Thank you very much indeed. Sasha Daniel there, Group Operations Director for Solutions Leisure, who, as I said, are one of the largest leisure groups here and look after some of the biggest brands in food and beverage here in the region. So thanks very much indeed, Sasha, for coming on and taking one for the team. I just must mention that we've reached out to a number of leisure groups to get their thoughts on this particular subject. Not everyone was as forthcoming to come forward and talk about it. And I, you know, you can understand why, because it is a contentious issue, isn't it, for food and beverage outlets?
I mean, ultimately, they're there to make a profit. They're not there to sort of to act as a charity. But I think the amount of goodwill that they could produce by offering free water would be huge. I mean, oddly enough, Daniel Lees has texted in saying, Tom and Serge offer free tap water in a glass bottle. Great food and great for the environment. And I think the sense of warmth that people feel towards a brand, the sense of loyalty that people will then go on to feel for a brand, because they've offered this one small thing for free, you know, that means that you may get repeat customers. I mean, yes, they might not spend as much on a soft drink or something like that, but I think that they're more likely to come back to your restaurant and more likely to tell their friends about it, frankly.
Yeah, and I do take that point on board. I think one point I was just trying to make there is I think there is a differentiation here that needs to be made. You know, I do a radio show every single Saturday up at Barasti, which is a very well-known spot here in the city. Some people go there to dine. Some people go there to party, be that what it may. But they have very strict controls on the door, obviously age controls, but also you can't take any liquids in, even if that bottle of water is sealed, even if that bottle of water is a well-known brand, etc., and sealed, you can't take it into the venue, because again, like what we were just saying there, there are certain venues around town, and that's why certain cafes, I suppose, differentiate from large venues where you might be going out for a night.
Yes,
where they have to be a little bit more cautious of people trying to smuggle certain liquids in.
Well, and also they want to make money. And ultimately, if you're dancing in the heat, then you're going to want to buy water. And, you know, they're providing the venue, they're providing the music, they're providing the DJ. Arguably, they're providing the party. So it's maybe it's up to you to pay for the water, to pay for whatever liquid you're imbibing. Good word, imbibing.
Most restaurants in Dubai that serve only small plastic bottles instead of one big bottle. They don't even have big bottles as an option. I'm always fighting about this huge waste. If restaurants don't care, we as consumers conscious care. I refuse ordering water for this reason. I think all restaurants and outlets should put their filters in their restaurants in case the client does not want to buy a plastic bottle or water-producing bottles. Thanks. That's from Sharon Shigagi, who joined us on the text message system a little earlier on. George is going through some of your thoughts as well.
There's so many coming through. It's amazing. So an anonymous text here saying, water is a gesture of hospitality, period. Asking for water to a visitor or a guest has become part of the Arab and subcontinental culture. What commercial outlets are doing is to make money, and that's it. Like, malls have little or no place to sit because they want you to walk around more and shop and purchase more. And if you're tired, you go to a cafe where malls have commission on sales. So it's all about money, whether it's a mall, a restaurant or a cafe.
This one is from another of our listeners saying water taps. This is from Matt, in fact, saying water from taps is usually mains fed in kitchens and tank fed in bathrooms. In most apartments, tap water has been stored in a tank and is not mains fed as it needs to be supplied through a gravity feed. I would have reservations drinking water that has spent an unknown amount of time stored in a water tank of unknown cleanliness, just as I would drinking the water from my bathroom tap or shower. Matt, thank you very much indeed for that. And Farhan, like this one. Farhan says, even filtered tap water isn't good here. He says, I fill my fish aquarium with filtered tap water and fungus grows within a week. I have to fill fish aquarium with bottled drinking water.
Why? Now. Why do the fish need bottled water?
Because I can.
Does his Evian, does his cat?
And I bathe in Evian.
Yeah, and his cat only drinks Fuji water.
My dog only drinks bottled water.
What?
So that's wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I have that massive, you know, the 20-litre water, the dispenser.
Tubby. The tubby ones, as they're now colloquially being called by
And
me.
I use that. But because I have it, I give some to my dog as well.
Does your dog like chilled water or does it like room temperature?
He does like chilled water.
Have you not noticed, though, when you take your dog outside and if it's been raining, he will find the dirtiest, most stagnant and stinky puddle to drink from.
Yes.
Because dogs like it.
Even bath water.
Oh, no. What? No, visions. Gosh, just...
That loos
just...
as well. See, dogs in loos, yeah.
Yes.
They've got a tendency to put their heads down loos and drink that for some reason, haven't they, hey?
Yes.
Reason why? Right, let's get some more of your text messages then. This one, well, we heard from Charmaine a little earlier on. She said that she's only used bottled water since having her tank clean. She was horrified by that. Steve has sent one in saying, our office has a water dispenser from a company called Sprudel. Haven't had plastic bottles since. The dispenser makes both still and sparkling water. So that's an added bonus. The guys here at Sprudel are super helpful and the system works. We love. Not sure if they're listening, so I will give them their plug. Sprudel.life is their website. Thanks, Steve.
So Samir in the Meadows has texted in saying, I once noticed a tiny feather come through my tap in the bathroom. So I climbed onto the roof and the lid had come off the water tank. It was full
full of rotting bird carcasses that had flown into it in the heat for a drink and couldn't get out. I still gag when I think about it.
Another one here that's come through saying, I've had a water filter for 5 years, got it when my son was born. Every bottle of formula he drank was made from this water. Never boiled it, and we never had an issue. Also, Liquid of Life was the supplier. Liquid of Life getting two nods this morning as well. Thank you for that one. Thomas Urge offered free tap water. We were talking about that one a little earlier on. That was from Daniel, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And Simon has been in touch with you, as was mentioned a little earlier as well. We'll get to more of the text messages very, very shortly, but happy to say that we have been able to locate our friend Nazim, who joins us on the line from Cassace this morning. Hey, Nazim.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
Very well indeed, my friend. Thanks very much indeed for reaching out for your thoughts this morning. Are you a drinker of filtered water, or are you bottle man?
I used to have this big water bottle delivered to our house, and then bottled water. Now, what happened was 3 years ago, my daughter, who works in Arizona, USA, she's a water engineer, specialist in water treatment in the USA. So she came and said, why you are doing all this thing? I'll just test this water. And then we went to the Carrefour, picked up a three-way filter and installed it. Bingo, everything is fine. And 3 years we have been drinking. We have no issue with that. And even the guests who are coming, the babies have no problem, and they take this water. So it's all depends on the, you know, the mindset, or maybe the filter works very well.
Yeah. Again, I'm glad you mentioned that word mindset, because I think there is an element of that. You know, we get told by somebody, don't we, somewhere down the line, that the water's not safe to drink. We believe that and we carry it forward.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just you give a try for a month and see what happens. And it is very easy to switch, and there's no problem here.
Nazim, lovely to hear from you this morning. That was Nazim. What about Randall? Couldn't have a morning without a rant from Randall. He's been in touch with us, saying we need to transform how we consume water by assessing new technology. Atmospheric water generators installed on the roof. A roof is one suggestion from Randall. Steve Kiernan says, what about tap water that comes from tanks on the roof of the apartment buildings? The water may come from the mains drinkable, but are the tanks safe? In the UK, mains water goes straight to the tap, not as here, via a tank. George Dolly.
So now here in the Greens says, I've lived in the UAE for the past 19 years. I was born here and I've been drinking tap water, and I see no problem with it at all. Maha in Sharjah says, it's too hard for me to rely on tap water, as our building maintenance is so poor that we have dirty floors and stairs. So you can guess what the conditions of the water tank and pipes would be like.
This one from one of our listeners out there. Do not drink tap water without a filter. You will get appendicitis. Thank you for that one. Nice and straightforward. I'm trying to get Lucille onto the phone. We'll try and get Lucille on in just a little while. Lucille sent a message earlier on saying no worries about rust contamination in water pipes. Dewa has changed them all to PVC pipes since the early 80s, 81 to 82, so you can't get the rust there. Keep your thoughts coming in on those. Let's go to the lines again. We've got line 5 lighting up in front of us, and Yoga's there at the end of the line. Morning, Yoga.
Hi, morning. How are you?
Very well indeed, my friend. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Listen, tell me about your water consumption. Are you a bottle man or a tap man?
I'm a tap man.
You drink the tap water?
Yes, I have installed water filter.
Yeah.
On the tap, and I drink the tap water.
And it works okay? It's fine for you?
It works okay. And also, I want to tell you, if you go to any restaurant in old Dubai, like Deira, Karama, Satwa, etc., you will get free filtered water. When you go there, first thing they do is they bring you water, which is free.
Which is a very good point, because you go to the traditional part of the city, you go to the old part of the city as well, and there is still that traditional hospitality, which we've been talked about a little earlier on. Arabic hospitality, it used to be that you were given a glass of water the first thing, but you don't get that in some of the more expensive places.
Yeah, only thing is, if you go to any restaurant in New Dubai, they will bring you masafi or some imported water, and we'll try to change the drama, whatever it is.
Yeah, it makes sense as well. Let's Bessie Yoga, thanks so much indeed for your thoughts there. Yoga making the point that so many of people have made today. Samir said bottled water should not be charged so much. As a matter of fact, there should always be a choice between bottled water and plain water. The responsibility lies entirely on the restaurant to do this. Thank you to Kareem, who's been in touch. In France, they might give you three water, but they charge for the ketchup and the mayo. In the US, you must pay the 15% tip to the waiter. Not here in the UAE.
That is a fair point. That is a fair point. Josh here in Jumeirah says, I just recently bought a water purifier capable of producing 50 gallons per day. In my opinion, we should go for water purification at home rather than buying bottled water. Bottled water consumption contributes to pollution and eventually global warming. Can I just question this plastic and fish in the sea business? I think that everyone's talking about that as a top line, that by a certain date there's going to be as many bits of plastic as fish in the sea. I don't think anyone knows how many fish there are in the sea, and I don't think anyone knows how many bits of plastic there are, and I'm just finding this sort of prophecy a little bit irritating.
There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Is that rings a bell for some reason? Do people say that?
Yes.
Plenty more fish in the sea. Why do you always drop these clangers with 15 minutes to go on the show, you know? So you're basically questioning whether there are that many plastics in the oceans of the world at the moment.
Yeah, I'm all for...
Why don't you do that at 9 o'clock, you know, when we're setting out on our journey and putting a little plug out there with a donut and things like that? Why do you have to do it when there's 14 minutes left on the show?
Well, it's just the way my brain meanders. Thanks to all the callers coming in, like they precipitate these thoughts.
As we talk of meandering minds, two little thoughts to bring to you this morning. First, and both of them are to do with Starbucks. One is, of course, the story that was talked about by all the team at Business Breakfast a little earlier on. Kudos to this young Nepalese national, Miran Kaki, who has been honoured by Dubai police. He handed in a lost bag containing $118,000, the equivalent of 400,000 dirhams, I think it was.
It's just the most crazy amount of money. Extraordinary. Who walks around with that type of cash? You know, were they about to be doing a hit or something? Were they just been paid for a hit?
Maybe they want to exchange some money. And then
maybe they robbed a bank and he's just returned the money to people that... No, I'm sure that's not the case.
Starbucks PR is in overdrive at the moment because that one's emanating from the UAE and obviously internationally. There is this new policy that's been put in place by Starbucks International. It's told its employees to allow all guests to use the facilities in its coffee shops, including the restrooms, regardless of their spending, unless they exhibit disruptive behaviour, including smoking, improper use of bathrooms, and or sleeping as well. But again, change of face here, saying that basically you can go into a Starbucks now and use the facilities even if you don't want to have a latte, flatte, ratte, latte or whatever they are.
Chino.
Yeah, one of them Chino thingies. Which is a bold move. Is a very, very bold move by the company. So well done to Starbucks. A couple of stories there off the back. And again, is that something, I suppose that feeds into our conversation today because we've been talking about should you be allowed to take your own bottles into restaurants for water refills and things. All too often, you are not allowed to do that here, be that municipality rulings or otherwise, or just personal choice of the venue itself. But, you know, should you take a leaf out of somewhere like Starbucks and say, you know what, there needs to be a little more openness?
To be fair, Starbucks has got a little bit of ground to cover because they did have that slightly embarrassing incident when they threw two black gentlemen out of their restaurant and called the police.
I think this is probably what's prompted this change in policy, but kudos to them for dealing with it.
Fair enough, yeah.
We've had word from the Lime Tree Cafe. Treats, what do they say?
They say we made a business decision about 4 to 5 years ago to offer complimentary infused filtered water in all our cafes environmentally to reduce plastic bottles as part of the hospitality experience. We give our customers a choice. We offer both. Yes, of course, this has had an impact on the revenue, but we felt it was something we wanted to do for a variety of reasons.
We've had word from Fatima this morning as well. What's she saying, Georgia?
We have indeed. Fatima says, I grew up in the KSA and I used to drink bottled water all the time. When I moved to Austria, I'd been told that the water would taste better, but I thought that sounded weird. However, once I started drinking it, I was really surprised as it tasted amazing. Moving to Dubai, I've stopped drinking from the tap and started drinking water bottles. I don't like the taste of it, but I feel like I haven't got any option. However, I'm planning to buy a clay jar, as I've heard that water in it tastes way better. But I'll still be filling it from the water bottles. I'll just wait till to drink it the next day. Hopefully, it'll make it taste better.
One final one from one of our listeners. Water is a gesture of hospitality. Asking for water to a visitor or a guest has been part of the Arab and subcontinental culture. What commercial outlets are doing is to make money, and that's it. Like, malls have little or no place to sit because they want you to walk more around the mall to shop and purchase more. And if you're tired, you go to a cafe where malls have commission on sale. So it's all about money, whether it's a mall, restaurant, or a cafe. Thank you for that one. Thanks to you all for your thoughts. Thanks also to Charmaine, who got in touch a little earlier on.
We lived in a residential hotel for 4 months before moving into a villa when we first arrived here. And I just used the tap water for things that I was going to be cooking, for kettle and for cooking. That was fine. Then we moved into our villa, and we were here a few months, and we had a maintenance contract, and they cleaned the water tank. Oh, my goodness. What a revelation. I was beside myself, and I've never cooked from the tap again. I will always now use the bottled water.
Thanks to all those that contributed. Treats, thanks very much indeed. The poll says what?
It is 62% say yes, they do drink tap water, and the rest say no, they do not.
Thanks to Melanie Backhouse. Thanks to you, GT.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Thanks to all of our listeners. And I think after all of that chat, we need a bit of a laugh, don't we? Hey, so I'm going to play out with American-Canadian comedian Jim Gaffigan, his take on all things bottled water. Enjoy.
They got me the water here. I don't even drink it. I drink the bottled water. I feel silly buying it, though. What do you think about it? It is water, right? How did we get to the point where we're paying for bottled water? That must have been some weird marketing meeting over in France, you know? Some French guy sitting there, he's like, how dumb do I think the Americans are? I bet you we could sell those idiots water. Someone's like, Pierre, the Americans are pretty dumb, but they're not gonna buy water. Oh, yes, they are. Let's just tell the Americans the water's from France. We bought it. I don't know if you're like me, when they first introduced bottled water, I thought it was so funny. I was like, bottled water? Because they're selling bottled water. I guess I'll try it. Oh, this is good. This is more watery than water. This has got a water kick to it. I was looking at a bottle. They have nutritional facts printed on the side. I kind of expect to turn the bottle, see a recipe. Yeah. That's how you make ice cubes, huh?
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.